The ancient Greeks believed very strongly in life after death. They believed that our spirit is imprisoned in our physical bodies, and that when our physical body dies, then we are released from our prison. Saint Paul, however, who was deeply immersed in the Hebrew written scriptures, for Saint Paul, this notion of the Greeks, of a disembodied spirit, was totally unreal. Saint Paul understood that all through the Holy Scriptures, there is a profound emphasis on the psychosomatic nature, or the soul-body nature, of every person. We are soul-body, psychosomatic. What kind of existence would there be when your body is destroyed and your spirit set free? We are psychosomatic units. We are always body and soul. Consequently, if your physical body is going to be destroyed, the problem becomes, what kind of body will you have then? How can you conceive of continuing existence with no physical body? Now, one of the highlights of all of the writings of Saint Paul is taken from the 15th chapter of the first letter to the Corinthians, in which he deals so beautifully with resolving this problem. Paul says, in effect, just look around you. Open your eyes and see what God has done for you already. Our God, he says, is such a great and loving God that he has provided an appropriate physical body for every form of life. The wonder of a butterfly, perfectly formed, breaking out of a cocoon. The multitudes of insects and birds and fish and animals, each one a kind of miracle in itself. And then Saint Paul said, now look at the wonder of these bodies. Then think of the wonder of our human body as it is now. Consider, he said, the intricacies of our human body, all the systems, even, he says, a single component, the ear, the delicate convolutions of the ear, that intricate, perfect instrument for hearing. Just one small part of the human body. Then Paul goes on to exhort us to begin thinking about these wonders and says that surely this God, who made all of the physical bodies, is certainly able to be trusted to give us a spiritual body. Another kind of body, a spiritual body, that will be appropriate for life, for our life, when this physical body that we have now is destroyed. Paul wants us to know that all of the energy and the power and the love of God and all of the energy and the work of ours that goes into the creation of our selfhood continues. He says it goes on continuing after our physical death. Saint Paul affirms that you and I go on living not as some kind of disembodied spirit. But Paul assures us that according to Scripture, we go on living as a psychosomatic whole, as you, the total you, psychosomatic, but in a new form. Paul tells us that what God creates is not destroyed. It is recreated and transformed. Any of you who have even an inkling of the new scientific insights available today are familiar already what are known as fields of energy, molecular energy. And you just begin to get the insight of what resurrection is. A translation to a new dimension of existence. And meanwhile, we enter into the field of mystery. That the whole point of Easter and our celebrating it is not the historical event of the resurrection of Jesus, but ours. We think of the implications of what Paul talks about. We understand the profound meaning of today's gospel. Jesus has been seen and touched by Mary in the garden, by the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they sit down and eat with him, at the lake shore, where the people have breakfast with him, in the upper room, again with 500 disciples at another time. Jesus appears to those people on all those different occasions with his body, a glorified body, his resurrection body, his spiritual body. That is our future. Each of us will have a body as Christ showed his body to those people to strengthen their faith. The good news now, anticipation of that, is that the risen life of Christ is in us now, in the bodies that we have now. We call it sanctifying grace. We call it divine life. In the Eucharist, we are nourished by his risen body and blood given to us under the form of bread and wine. His risen life, which is in us all the time, is nourished by the risen life of Christ given to us under the form of wine and bread. That is why Saint Paul keeps telling us that we today already are members of his body risen. He says, as branches are inserted into a vine, we are now the members of the church. The church, he says, is people. We are, he tells us, an Easter people. The Easter life of Christ is in us now. The church of the resurrection That is what we are as a people. The profound mystery of Christ walking through doors and making his appearance to the people of today's gospel reassures us that we too shall have a body like that. And what is said today about the proper conditioning of the body that we are given, to be aware of what a value it is, what a priceless gift our body is now, that we should take care of it. We're reminded not to damage our bodies with the ingestion of junk food or drugs of any kind. We should exercise it. But then remember, beyond the physical body, it's only one more step. Our responsibility to keep our soul, our spirit exercised through prayer, meditation, reading scripture, our worship experience. This is how our faith is kept strong, as Thomas was. Even though the disciples had locked to the doors of the place where they were, Jesus came there and he stood before them. And at the sight of the Lord, the disciples rejoiced. And he said to them again, "Peace be with you." Jesus appeared to the disciples in his new glorified body, his resurrection body, his spiritual body, the same kind of body that you and I someday shall have after our death, a new dimension in which we go on existing. But in this way, he did then and he does now with the Eucharist, bring new peace into our lives. An inner peace brought to them and brought to us now is the fruit of a properly developed, a properly conditioned inner life. That is why we celebrate the mystery. We celebrate the Easter mystery each weekend on the Lord's Day, so that like Thomas, our faith can be made strong at the breaking of the bread.